The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Lads, this weekend we will be coming up to the first anniversary of the passing of a young Cork girl, Ellen Cassidy, 24-year-old elite athlete, champion swimmer from Cork, who tragically passed away after collapsing at the finish line of the Cork City Half Marathon on the 1st of June last year. She became ill immediately after completing the race and later passed away, sadly, at Cork University Hospital. And you know, she leaves behind a grieving family, mum Violet, dad Tom, a sister Mary, a brother Charlie, many, many relatives, many, many, many friends, boyfriend Rob. Her dad Tom joins me by phone. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks very much for having me on.
I know it's not easy for you. It's a difficult conversation to have for you, I'm sure. But how are you coping as a family as we come up to the first anniversary of your daughter's passing?
You know, it's been an incredibly difficult year. There's probably not a minute that we don't think about Ellen. The loss of a daughter or a son is something that you will never get over. We're certainly finding a lot of difficulty processing the grief, but we're having to live alongside this grief on a daily basis and all the pain associated with that. I suppose we've been carried by all the love and support of our family and friends, and of course the wider swimming community and running community. And that meant a great deal to all of us. We're trying to keep Ellen's spirit alive every day by talking about her, remembering her through the various activities we've scheduled over the last 12 months. You know, and the kindness that she shared with all her friends and families over her brief life. Some days are harder than others. We take a lot of comfort in how Ellen lived, how she was, and the massive impact that she made to everyone she met in her life.
Can I ask you personally, how are you coping yourself as a dad, Tom?
I'm finding it very, very difficult, to be honest. A huge level of pain on a daily basis. Before Ellen passed away, I felt strong as an individual, physically and mentally. And since Ellen has passed away, it's like I feel like Samson who got his hair cut, and I just feel a level of weakness physically. I'm not the person I was, but we're taking action to move that forward.
You know, I've read a lot or as much as I can about your family and about Ellen and the happiness within the family unit. The home was filled and still is filled with memories and photos. There's a lovely article that I think yourself and Violet did with the Examiner that spoke about her beautiful diary where she spoke of family and the importance of family. Do you take consolation from some of those diary entries when she said, you know, we're a lucky family. I want us always to stay so happy. Is there consolation in that, or is it just adding to the sadness?
There is consolation in that. Ellen, you know, obviously didn't just have the one diary. She had many diaries. Violet's taken a lot of time reading through those diaries and understanding her daughter even further. Me, myself, I haven't read any of her diaries as of yet. I'd find that actually very difficult to do. I will take the time in the future to do that, but at the moment, I don't think I'm ready. I think from the eulogy and her 20th birthday diary entry, I think the words there were amazing, very, very powerful. I think it showed how Ellen, as a young lady, thought about life, thought about herself, and really wanting to bring the best version of her to the world. And I think she not only did that for herself, she did it for all her friends too, and us as a family.
It was amazing how Violet found the diaries literally hanging over the edge of a cupboard. And it struck me as if maybe it was a message that Ellen wanted you to find the diaries to feel about how she felt about the life ahead of her, you know, telling herself to stop up and don't follow the crowd and embrace life and go with your gut. That's what kind of really saddened me reading it, is that, forgive me for saying this, Tom, but she was robbed of all of that in this cruel twist of fate.
Yes, you know, completely robbed. And so were we as a family. Ellen was moving on to another stage in her life. Finished up university, working up in PwC in cybersecurity, had found love with her boyfriend Rob, He was moving up to Dublin, you know, on a placement. They were going to have the whole summer together. Whatever happened after that was going to be a bonus. But we were moving into a different stage in our lives and a different stage in Ellen's life. And now all those things have been taken from us and taken from Ellen. She's just an amazing kid, an amazing young lady, living an extraordinary life. And then suddenly it's gone.
Do you mind me asking about the days that led up to the half marathon? Because she had run previously in Milan. What do you recall of those days?
Ellen had come down from Dublin with her boss from PwC on the train, traveling first class, which put a big smile on her face. And they were visiting a client here in Cork. Ellen was going to deliver part of the presentation. She was then going to be heading back up to Dublin. And we said to Ellen, Ellen, is there any chance they'd allow you to work from Cork? She asked her boss, and he very kindly said, not a bother, Ellen, you can stay down and spend time with your family, which was absolutely fantastic for us to experience that. So we had a number of days at home. We had lovely chats around the table and beautiful meals. And Ellen had an opportunity to meet with her friends down here in Cork, and obviously along with her family. Myself and Violet headed to Listowel for the weekend to visit Violet's brother, Simon, and his wife, Joanna.
Mm.
Ellen was hanging out with Rob and her friends in Cork. Like, she went up to Billy and Joan, her nan and granddad, and did Nan's hair on the Friday night. She absolutely adored her nan. They spent a lot of time together. Mary and herself spent a whole night cuddling on the couch with one another, whispering about, I would imagine, potential boyfriends, maybe stories from Dublin and Cork and so on.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just bumping into some other cousins, relations and friends throughout the city over those 4 days.
Yeah. And on the day itself, were you chatting with her?
Yes, myself and Violet woke probably at about 7:30, and we said we'd give Ellen a call just to check in with her, make sure that she got out of bed, that she was ready, she had some breakfast. Like, Ellen wasn't planning on running the marathon. You know, she had been putting it into ChatGPT, asking ChatGPT, should I run the marathon? She was talking to friends. But you know, you said, Neil, when they're that age, there's always a level of FOMO around, that all her friends were running the marathon. They'd be heading out that night.
Yeah.
Ellen didn't probably want to be the only one in the group that hadn't run the marathon. And she decided very late to take part. So we rang her and we FaceTimed her at 7:30 in the morning. She was sitting at the island having her breakfast. You know, we chatted away. She was looking absolutely stunning. And you know, mother was asking, you know, are you all set? How's your foot? Because she had a sore foot after the marathon in Milan. She said her foot was okay. She was feeling strong. And we just said, you know what? Don't bring your car into town. We'll revolute you the money for a taxi and, you know, head in that way. Of course, she probably pocketed the money, Neil. She drove into town, abandoned her car somewhere on the north side of the city and jogged to Kennedy Park to take part in the half marathon. So myself and Violet, we headed off to Mass in Listowel. Violet's phone rang and with an unknown number. And it was Rob's mother, Avon, on the phone saying, where are you, Violet? Where are you, Tom? You need to get yourselves back to Cork straight away. Ellen has collapsed. Immediately, we thought that her ankle or her foot had given way. She said, it's a bit more serious than that. You need to get in the car straight away. We just dropped everything, jumped in the car and headed to Cork, trying to see the road now through the tears and the prayers going up in the car. You know, we had a number of calls with Avon going up. She couldn't give us any further information. And we were met by the Garda Síochána in Mallow. And we were accompanied all the way to the CUH, where we met the doctor who had been working on Ellen for, I don't know, they said over an hour, along with the liaison officer. And they told us the devastating news and brought us in to see Ellen. And, you know, Our whole lives just, sorry Neil, our whole lives just fell apart. And, you know, what do you do, Neil? You head in and you begin to arrange all those things you thought you never would have to.
Oh my God.
Have to arrange funerals and wakes and crematoriums and picking out caskets. all those things that, you know, you wouldn't wish on any family in the world.
No, it's not expected. It shouldn't happen. It's a cruel
Definitely
twist
not.
Of fate, and it, you feel helpless and lost, as if it's you're living some kind of nightmare.
You know, it's like being in a different world, Neil. Things are just happening. It's like having an out-of-body experience. You're talking to people and you're wondering whether you're even in the same room as that person because your life is just falling to pieces. I think the brain itself just can't compute what is happening, and everything is happening so quickly. And that, you know yourself, in Ireland, you know, someone passes away and within 48 hours, the funeral, you know, the wake, the funeral is completed.
The wake was some incredible tribute to your daughter and your family. I believe it was 9 hours long.
Myself and Vida were probably a little bit naive. You know, we said we'd have the wake at home, and suddenly we saw Rack Pekin Community Association, White Church Association, and neighbours from around the area we live in. And they were taking down the electric fence and the barbed wire, and they, in essence, were creating a car park. And I was kind of saying, what are they doing? Sure, we'll have a few people up to the house, and that would be it. Neil, we shook, I think, our first hand at 2 o'clock, and we shook the last hand, I think it was 10:45 at night. And myself, Violet, Charlie, Mary stood there and probably welcomed 4,000 plus people into our home.
Oh my God. You must have been exhausted but comforted at the same time.
Exactly. These people were grieving like yourselves. A lot of them, obviously, we knew, but probably the majority of these people we had never met before.
Yeah.
And there was people that had run in the marathon with Ellen, people that had done stewarding in the marathon, people from Swim Ireland, the running community, just people from around Cork came out to support us as a family during the wake, and it was so much appreciated. We would not have been able to get through the last 12 months only for these people. And, you know, to this day, we have Ellen's friends, right? Like, we have a lot of 20-something-year-olds calling around to our house on a daily or weekly basis for a cup of coffee and a check-in with Violet and myself.
What do you think will sustain you going forward in that regard? Do you have faith in your life? Do you live in the knowledge of maybe something in the next world, I'm curious?
Oh, I have 100% faith. I believe we're here for a very, very short period of time. And I'm 100% confident that I'm going to see Ellen again in another life. And I look forward to that, to seeing her again. But while I'm here on this planet, I've a lot to do for Charlie, for Mary, and for Violet, and my family, and making sure that they live the life that they deserve. And I want to be here for them to achieve everything they should in life.
That's a great consolation that you will all be together again.
Our Lord had a reason for doing this or bringing this about. There's one feeling that we haven't had really, Neil, and that was anger. You know, a lot of people say you go through one stage, which is anger with, you know, our Lord, the church, you know, whatever it is. Myself and Violet have had no anger over the last 12 months. And I think that's down to just looking at how Ellen lived her life.
Tom, the color yellow was very significant in Ellen's life. Isn't it an incredible thing that the half marathon has been dedicated to the memory of your daughter, and people are being asked to run in yellow, come out in support in yellow on Sunday? How does that make you feel as a family?
Immensely proud. Cork City Council, Analog Devices, have been amazing with us in collaboration around the marathon in the areas that we were involved in. For example, the half marathon cups are now the Ellen Cassidy Perpetual Trophies. They made sure that we were happy with the design of the medal itself. There's a new bench after being put into the marina walk, which is a yellow bench dedicated to Ellen Cassidy. for people to be able to just sit down there and take a breath, think about life, get away from the hustle and bustle of the job, your boss, or the worries of life, and just think of what would Ellen Cassidy do in the situation that you find yourself in. Yeah. Just look at the beautiful view and nature around the place.
There was quite an amount of fundraising as well, I believe, wasn't there? And a lot of it was just kind of impromptu. I know that a lot of money has been raised in memory of Ellen. Are you dedicating that to different charities and different organisations?
We are. The people of Cork, Munster, the whole of Ireland have been so generous, you know, in all the events that we've hosted in Ellen's memory. And of course, now we have the Cork City Marathon. We have a GoFundMe page for that. I believe just before I came on air, Neil, it was at €20,000, showing the generosity and how people are reaching out. There's a number of charities where all that money will be going to, all very worthy causes, from the first responders that helped her on Patrick Street to, you know, Alzheimer's Ireland, Cancer Research Ireland, the Kevin Bell Repatriation Fund. We're really looking forward to supporting them all.
I know that you mentioned the first responders who were there on the day, and I don't mean to upset you by just dwelling on that for a moment, because I believe that the inquest stated that sadly the death of your daughter was adult sudden death syndrome. Am I right there?
Yes, that's right. Ellen, obviously being a sportswoman, had a battery of tests done on her when she was involved in the various squads, be it the Irish squad and the Munster squad, and in essence nothing came up in those battery of tests, and the coroner put it down to sudden adult death syndrome. And obviously we're going to support that as a charity going forward.
Will you be there for the marathon, I'm wondering?
Yes, myself and Violet are taking part in the half marathon. So Violet's going to walk the half marathon because she has two cracks in her pelvis at the moment, so she's only able to walk. I'm going to run the half marathon, and I've been training for the last number of months now. I'm not going for any particular time.
Do you believe that through the training that perhaps Ellen was with you as you trained and will be with you as you run?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I have a training partner, Fintan, that I meet in the farm, UCC Sports Grounds in the farm, every Sunday. There are times when I want to stop, and what comes into my mind is, what would Ellen Cassidy do? Would Ellen Cassidy stop, or would she continue? Would she take a break? Would she say, Tom, you've done 5 kilometres. You can't be tired at this stage. Keep going. And I keep going. And I believe that that's Ellen pushing me to be the best version I can be of myself, and getting me prepared for the marathon to make sure I can get from the start to the finish.
It will be an emotional finish line for you, Tom.
I think it will be. It will be a very emotional for all of us as a family. You know, Mary is running the 10K and she has her leaving starting on Wednesday. So that's very difficult for her to be studying for the leaving certificate. Yeah. And having, you know, Ellen's first year anniversary.
I know.
Charlie is running the half marathon. You know, Charlie is 20 years of age. Once again, he's an Irish squad swimmer, so he's as fit as a fiddle.
Yeah.
So he should be okay. I would imagine the time he'll do it in will be a lot better than mine. It will be very emotional for all of us crossing over the finish line. I can imagine how that will be. We have a number of celebrations organised over the weekend with family and friends that will carry us through. I suppose the big thing on our mind, Neil, is, you know, the following week when all this finishes and you go from a high to probably a very low low, we need to remain strong as a family for Mary. Yes. And making sure we're there for her, to listen, to support her, and make sure she gets through the next few weeks of the leaving.
I'm sure that she will. And I think that Ellen, your daughter, would say to that, all will be well.
All will be well. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Because she put that in the end of a mug that your wife Violet drinks from on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's right. For Ellen's 24th birthday, you know, her friends in Dublin brought her to a ceramic painting company in Dublin. Ellen painted that cup. She was leaving. And for whatever reason, she said, no, girls, I'm not finished. She went back in went to her cup and wrote at the bottom of the cup, "All will be well." Now, there's only one person in our family allowed to drink out of that cup, and that's Violet. That is only washed by Violet. It's dried by Violet. It's put away by Violet. Because it is very, very precious.
It is very special. It has a powerful message, you know, to you.
It definitely does. And, you know, we look at that every day when Violet either starts her cup of tea or she's finishing her cup of tea. And it definitely does bring us a bit of solace.
Tom, thank you so much for taking the call. Not an easy phone call to take. I do appreciate it. I wish you well on behalf of everybody. And again, condolences on the loss of your daughter. She certainly will be remembered this weekend as part of the marathon. So thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you very much, Neil.